Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Maury Rose, the two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
Puts his hand out of the cockpit and says, there we are, folks.
Joined today, Saturday, before the first Indy Lights race by Benjamin Peterson. Ben, you qualified, I forget where, for both races, but about 6th or 7th, roughly?
Yeah, like, outside top 5.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How's the weekend going so far? Had testing Thursday, obviously had practice and qualifying yesterday. What do you think of Road America so far?
It's a cool track. I mean, in the Indy Lights car, it's pretty impressive. I think, you know, in the race with push to pass, we'll be doing definitely over 180, maybe even on the limiter in sixth gear. It's going to be a tricky race from a tire perspective. The tire drops off pretty quick here. So I think just need to be super aggressive in the start, and then it's going to be hanging on for the last part of the race is how I think it's going to shape out.
So first time in an Indy Lights car here at Road America. The Indy car drivers were saying yesterday how tricky turn 13 was with the Indy car. On the Indy Lights side, do you think turn 13 is the hardest corner here, or is there another one that's been more challenging than others?
Honestly, with such a long lap and corners being so different from each other, it's hard to pinpoint one corner where it's like, this is the hardest one, because they're all so different. So each one kind of has its own challenges. The last corner is difficult. In a race scenario, the high speed's going to be tricky with aero wash. So I think the big thing is getting the car in the right window from a setup perspective going into the race, and then really just managing the tires and having that fine balance between being super aggressive, which is going to be hard on the tires, and being kind of passive to saving the tires. So
Joseph Newgarden mentioned yesterday that the Firestones were falling off about a second lap by lap 4. How are the Cooper tires doing? Is it close to the same, maybe a little bit better, but still pretty tough?
It's very similar. Yeah, exactly as Newgarden put it. You know, our peak laps in qualifying were sometime, you know, our first flyer. So lap 1, 2. And the drop-off is pretty big. So it's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to be running full fuel loads. The car's going to be heavy. It's going to be harder to slow it down. It's going to be a really fine balance between being super aggressive and maybe being offline, getting pickup, and keeping it clean is going to be the other alternative. Yeah, it will be interesting to see how it shapes out for sure.
So yeah, on top of that, tire strategy is pretty important in Indy Lights. So for race 1, are you doing tires that you did a stint of qualifying on? Are they stickers? What's the strategy going into the race?
We're still looking at our options. I think everyone, for the most part, unless I'm mistaken, ran only one set in the second qualifying. So that does leave the opportunity open to run a new set in the race, which it would be dumb not to. So whether that's race 1 or 2, I'm not quite sure yet. But we do have that option available. So that will be a strategy thing. I know the engineers are talking about it. So I trust them a lot more with that decision than myself.
So going off topic here, we have a Pit Lane Parlay driver's Spotify playlist. Every driver we talk to gets to add a song on there at some point, whether it's something you listen to before the race or just something you're digging right now. So it doesn't look like I have great service, so I'll go back and add it in here after. But what is your what's your addition to the legendary list now?
Like a song or a type of music or artist?
Whatever direction. Yeah, whatever direction you want to go.
I'm a rap guy.
Okay. Oh,
yes. I like rap, so
we can be friends.
Probably more old school rap, or like the harder rap, if you could say that.
Yeah.
Everything from like Tyga. I listened to some Gucci Mane this morning.
Okay.
So, something in that category.
I have no idea who that is.
God, this is why I called him old.
So, yeah, I think a little bit more old school rap.
Yeah.
The new stuff is a little bit soft for me, but
yeah,
everything has a time for it, you know. So.
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll add it in there.
Thankfully, you don't know new rap either, do you?
No, definitely not.
Well, so just kind of coming through the paddock here, this HMD and Global Racing partnership, it looks like a very impressive operation, and there's been some success on track this year.
Hi, listeners. We wanted to take a moment to tell you about another podcast from Evergreen Podcasts and Sound Talent Media called Pit Lane Parlay. Pit Lane Parlay is the go-to podcast for IndyCar and motorsports-related news. Each episode, we discuss things like our favorite drivers, news clips from the last week, and generally giving each other a hard time about predictions we've made in the past and or life stories that have come up recently. We really have a lot of fun with it and really enjoy each other's company, and we hope you can come join us too. Join Pit Lane Parlay by following us on your favorite podcast today.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the World of Outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
You have a lot of resources here, some teammates to get feedback from. What is the first year of Indy Lights been like so far with this new kind of operation going here?
I've enjoyed it. First of all, being back in America where I started racing, love it here. I raced in England last year, learned a lot there. To be back with Global again from racing with a different team is nice. The whole HMD team from the start has been super welcoming and a great team to be affiliated with. The knowledge there is very deep with this Indy Lights car. From a driving perspective, you know, from where we started to where we are now, we just keep making gains. Obviously, we're racing against guys that, you know, it's their second, third year. It's only my first year. So really, we're just trying to tackle each race one at a time and learn different segments with this car. Everything from push to pass, you know, being strategic with that, using our bars, roll bars in the car, tire wear. It's just, there's a lot more that goes into it. So for sure, a great group around me to learn from. You know, what goes around comes around. So I feel really fortunate to be a part of this program.
What's been the biggest adjustment so far this year from driving the British F3 cars to driving an Indy Lights car?
I think the tire has been the hardest thing to adapt to. My whole career before getting on Coopers has been on, you know, Pirelli or Hankook or Michelins in Europe. So the way the tire behaves is very different. And then you add a car that has so much power, and you know, managing the tires is a big thing. Being able to get everything out of them on qualifying is pretty different as well. So that, I would say, has been the hardest part. But everything else from a car perspective is similar. It's just a bit more of everything. But not that it's a struggle. It's more getting used to the tire, I feel, is different.
So British F3, where's the best, your favorite track that you raced on last year?
I would say Snetterton. Probably a bit different from what most people would say. We had really good results there, so that's part of it. But I really enjoyed Snet. Most of the tracks over there are quite good. Even Spa, you know, making the one trip to Belgium. I went to Spa as well in Euro Formula Open with Double R, the same team. So, in terms of what I enjoyed the most, I'd say Snet, just from the good results. So,
I like it.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up with one more kind of a get-to-know-you question. So, Where are you at as far as being a sports fan? Big sports guy for like soccer, football, hockey, any of that?
Yeah. Well, living in Seattle, you know, I support Seattle Seahawks from NFL perspective.
Okay.
I will be moving to Indy this year, end of this year, so maybe that they will obviously still be my home team. But yeah, big fan of all sports, soccer, football, you know, whatever it is, even tennis with the what's it called, the big tournament going on, Wimbledon right now. Yeah. So whatever sport I'm interested in.
I'm pretty sure the Bears have to play in Seattle this year, and I hate that. Because that's like a loss every time. Nobody wins in Seattle, really. I feel like everybody loses.
I think the Eagles played in Seattle last year, the year before.
Well, they didn't win last year, I can tell you that.
No, the Eagles didn't. No. We'll
home of the 12th man.
Yeah.
But, no, the Eagles were terrible last year. You can make fun of them for it. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't even try to defend last year's football results. I'll wrap it up with one final question here, and we'll keep along the same lines. Any show or movie you watched last year that is on your like immediate, you know, top five favorite of all time?
Movie or show? I like movies. I enjoy movies. Yeah. I don't watch them that often, though, and when I do, it's typically like comedy I watch.
Okay.
I would say I'm more of a TV show kind of guy. I think the big one that hits my head is, it's an old one, but Airplane Repo. I really like it. It's kind of like
love that show.
Yeah, they're hijacking planes and boats.
He said old one, so of course he would know what it is.
Yeah, I like that. It's on Discovery. I'm not a big fiction guy.
Yeah.
I kind of like things that are real, so that's kind of where I'm at with that. But open to everything, Grand Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy going.
Great show.
Awesome. Well, man, best of luck this weekend. Good talking, and talk to you again at a track soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star, a new series from Crowd Network.